You might wonder where the title of the lesson came from. Well, watching TV would not work this week. But I listen to the radio station, I think, out of Bloomington quite a bit, 92.3, because they play some oldies and some new ones, and they play rock and roll, and they play some new music, and, you know, I like listening to music sometimes. Get my mind off things, and or just to relax a little bit. And some of the songs that are out nowadays I enjoy. I bought an iTunes card last night. My wife said, what do you need that for? I said, well, there's a couple songs that I like and I want to hear. I want to listen to. I want to put on my phone. They don't play it enough on the radio. Or if I have it on my own, guess what? I can listen to it at will. One of the neat things about the grace of God and about singing with our hearts and song, as mentioned in our passage this morning, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So my question is, hey, can we help each other out a little bit? You're supposed to say yes. Certainly, according to this passage, okay? Admonishing one another. Now, I asked myself this morning, did I wake up this morning, come in here, and admonish Sister Rose? Did I wake up this morning thinking, okay, I won't mention your name to your family, yourself, hiding behind your family, okay? Brother Marsh. Did I wake up this morning thinking I would admonish my wife by singing? Now, you think admonish, when's the last time you heard that? Oh, last time somebody read that passage of Scripture, right? Okay? Well, what do you think about that? Concept and understanding of admonishing one another. Teaching and admonishing. Encouraging. Uplifting. I don't know what another version might say. Brother Phil, you got it pulled up or not? Okay, that's okay. But I ask from that and ask us to look at this, to recognize in the title of our lesson this morning, what is your song? Now, some of us have go-to songs. Now, some of you have a song between a husband and a wife, right? That's our song. Kelly and I don't have a song. Two reasons we never picked one. I like too many different songs to just claim one. And if you ask me, I couldn't tell you what her favorite song is. I know who her favorite artist is, I think. Carrie Underwood. But you know, I don't even know what her favorite Carrie Underwood song is. But for me, that's why a question is not what do you think somebody else's song is this morning. What's your song? And what brought this to light is, as I was listening to somebody, Alan Jackson, sing at a concert, he sang Blessed Assurance. And the words just rang to me like never before as he was singing those words and those song of that song. And it made me question and thinking about myself and some things. I said, I've sung that song 100 times and it just never meant as much as it did listening to him sing that as I was watching it Friday night. So it led me to this passage of Scripture talking about singing and what my song was. And obviously this whole passage talks about some Christian graces. It directs us who we should be. And there's so much in this passage, but just to take a quick look at, to put on love, to put on peace, to be thankful. And how do we do that? I want to be loving. I want to be peaceful. I want to be thankful. I do that by letting the word of Christ dwell in me. We do it by allowing the word of Christ dwelling in us. How? Richly in all wisdom. And teaching and admonishing. How many of these songs and hymns that we sing are brought from the Bible? Most of them, right? Most all of them come, have a passage that have inspired somebody to write something, or have words directly. For example, we sing a song, As a Deer Pants. It's in the Old Testament. I think somebody mentioned a song, something this morning, and there was a song that we mentioned of it. Singing with grace to your hearts to the Lord. How many of us in here know how to ride a bicycle? Anybody? Let me just ask, you got to raise your hand on this one, okay? Who does not know how to ride a bicycle? You never learned, Miss Judy, how to ride a bicycle? You could learn. I got a frog in my throat. And I don't like frog legs, so I won't keep it going down there. But anyways, that's only one person out of all of us, right? And that sounds kind of funny. How many of us in this room cannot swim? Never learned how to swim? There's a few more, okay? Only because you've never learned. Okay? How many of us in here can't sing? That's wrong. Don't make God a liar. That's one of the reasons why I'm bringing this to light, folks. God would not tell us to do something that enriches our lives, that helps encourage one another, okay? How many of us can ride a bicycle better than somebody else? Who's the best bicyclist in here? See, he already thinks, that's me. Okay, sorry, I got your beat. I'm just kidding. But it's irrelevant as long as you're riding a bike. It's the same thing with singing, folks. Don't let the world con you into thinking it's just an art and it's just a special talent. God has given us the ability to praise Him, to encourage one another, so we can have that upliftment, that joy, that peace, the love that comes from it, to be thankful, to worship. If it's part of worship, folks, how can God say, only you people are going to be able to worship, but you rest of you just got to sit there and listen? That doesn't make sense. That's not a truth, folks. And I'm trying to help us recognize, okay, that we can learn to sing, we can learn to praise God, we all have that talent. Not all of us can ride the bicycle the best. Doesn't matter. Not all of us can swim faster than somebody else. Doesn't matter. But you got to want to learn how to ride a bicycle. You got to learn how to swim. And in our back in the old times, guess what happened in a one-room schoolhouse? A reading, writing, arithmetic, and music. And it's been set aside. Well, that's one of Satan's good ways to just think about it. Is that a way Satan's used as a tool to remove people from learning how to sing? God's given us all a gift to sing. Let's not let the world rob us from something God has blessed us with. Singing is an opportunity to serve God. What is your song? Well, my song this morning, it may be different tomorrow, but my song this morning is Blessed Assurance. So I want us to look at the words, and this is why, if you look at this, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Turn to your songbooks, number 43. We're going to sing a song during the lesson this morning. And as you're turning there, let me tell you a little bit about this song. This song was written in 1873. In New York City, in Brooklyn. And the place where it was written burned down in 1959. I read about it yesterday. But it was written by Fanny Crosby. You'll see her name in the top left-hand corner. And the words were written by Fanny Crosby.
And the melody was written by Phoebe Knapp. And our books might say Mrs. Such and Another Knapp. This book is something my sister gave me. It's got a whole bunch, like 200 and some hymns, and it's got the history of each song in it, plus the song. So I got to pull something up that somebody gave me that loved me and give me some insight and share that with you. And this song was in there. Fanny Crosby was blind. Can you imagine in 1873 being blind and writing the words to this song? Crazy. Fabulous. How many people has it enlifted, uplifted, has it encouraged? Guess what I'm going to have to do? Because I don't want to use that one. I'm going to have to pull out. We're going to sing this song real quick. Okay? Because I want us to think about this. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, ring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Inspired me to say, what is your song? Now, it could be this song, and tomorrow maybe it'll be another song, or in 10 minutes it'll be another song. But I ask us this morning, folks, to have a song. Have a song about Jesus. Praise Him, thank Him, glorify Him. In Psalms, David wrote these things about song in his life. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him. I am helped. Excuse me. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise Him. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice, and sing praises. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. What is your song? Brother Bob, it's not a long lesson this morning, by the way. You know why? Two reasons, just the way it worked out. The other is because us ladies have a luncheon and they're hungry and they want to spend some time with each other. In Deuteronomy is written, Moses wrote this. I wanted to read this passage, but it was multiple 40, 50 verses long, and it's a song that Moses written. But this says some very important things Moses told all of Israel. All of Israel as they were outside the promised land. Deuteronomy 32 is written, so Moses came with Joshua, the son of Nun, and spoke all the words of this song in the hearing of the people. Moses finished speaking all these words to all Israel, and he said to them, set your hearts on all the words which I testify among you today, which you shall command your children to be careful to observe. All the words of this law, for it is not a futile thing for you, because it is your life. And by this word you shall prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. Basically said, you'll do this and you won't do this, and this is what you've done and this is what you've done. And it talks about hardening your hearts and then listening to the voice of the Lord, all the things we've been studying about in our lessons recently. But these words resonated in me today. There's a whole bunch of verses that talk about songs, and this is one of the ones that stood out to me, to set your heart on all the words. Whatever your song is today, set your heart on that. Don't be in despair. Share it with somebody else. A couple weeks ago, I was up in Lafayette, and I had a meeting, and then I drove into town, and Lucas said, hey, I'm free at 3, and I called him, said, hey, I'm headed your way, and he says, I'm not free at 3, I forgot, I got to study. I said, okay, so I turned around, so I'm stuck in the traffic in West Lafayette. And there's a lady sitting over here, and I'm sitting here in the traffic, and she's sitting in that lane going that way. And she is enjoying whatever she's listening to. I'm telling you. She wasn't having nothing and nothing else but whatever she was listening to. And I thought to myself, good for her. Good for her. And I say the same thing to us, folks. What is your song? Good for you. Let it go. Give it to God. Use it as a tool to uplift yourself and release yourself from this earth and sing praises to God. Not only that, teach your children that it's okay to sing. Teach your children they can sing. Teach your children to pray to God, to sing to God. It is not a futile thing. It's very important. Very important to teach your children to sing. Or to sing to your grandchildren. If you can get them to sit still for a minute. I know. Because it is your life. And it'll prolong your days. It'll make you happy. You know what? As a little children, I don't know about some people that say, I can remember when I was a kid. I can remember some things. Okay? But it's hard to remember everything, you know? One of the things I can remember as a little child, when I say a little child, you know, I can't even remember. Well, I guess I was in kindergarten, first grade. Is hearing my mother sing me to sleep with songs, okay? Like, I come to the garden alone. We sing the song, you know, God shall wipe away every tear.
You just go down through. I almost wanted to read a whole list of songs that would remind you of things and touch your heart. But folks, there is not futile, though prolong your days. It is your life. Sing and be happy. Sing and be happy. I have an old preacher told me one time, it wasn't an old preacher, he's a young preacher, but he's a good preacher. And he said, if you don't like singing here, you got problems when you make it to heaven. Because it is written, the angels will be singing unto God, be glorifying God. Set your hearts, command your children. It's not a futile thing to sing, folks. It's good. It's good. Have you ever heard somebody think they sound real better in the shower than they do outside the shower? You heard that crazy, you know, singing in the shower? I don't know why people think that, but that isn't true. Okay, they sound the same outside the shower. How many times you ever went to a concert and there's a shower on the center stage because the guy sounded, or the band, there's, you know, that don't sound right. It's because you're comfortable. Nobody's going to invade your space. Nobody's going to make fun of you. What is your song, folks? Sing unto the Lord. Be happy. Be a joyous people. In Ephesians chapter 5, it is written, for you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So you look at that verse and you say, well, where's there anything in there about what is your song? Well, I had to do this because the next verse gives that a little bit better. See, those are the verses preceding this. So if you look back, you are light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Well, how's that going to work? Then it continues and says, seeing that you work circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. You are the light in the Lord. Walk as children in the light. Awake, you sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. How do we do that? One of the ways in which we do that is speaking to one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs. Singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Sometimes outside, sometimes just humming a song. Sometimes just thinking about a song. Our God is an awesome God. Happened this morning, that was a song, wasn't it, Hannah? I texted to Lucas and Hannah this morning. Just one of them things I did. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Giving thanks. It's a way of being thankful. And submitting to one another. That word submit's a tough thing, right? Wives, submit to your husbands. I don't like that passage. I think there's some people who's ripped that page out their Bible. And it's all because they don't understand. Okay? Basically, it's saying, love your husband. Just like the passage for men says, husband, love your wives. It's another way of saying love each other. Submit to one another. Giving thanks to God for one another. Walk circumspectly. Know what the will of the Lord is. The will of the Lord, let me ask this, folks. Is the will of the Lord, or at least one of them, to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs? It is. It is. I'm going to challenge myself today, is I'm going to try and at least sing. Okay? I'm doing pretty good about praying multiple times a day. I'm going to take another challenge, one more step for an old man. You can teach old dog new tricks. You can't teach him how to bark different. You either got to shut up or, you know, not bark. But anyway, I'm just testing. But to sing a song to God, to sing a song of praise. What is your song? To have a song each and every day that will help you or guide you or help someone else. Folks, the lesson is yours. What is your song? I ask you and shown you some passages. There's multiple people in the Bible that have used this to uplift each other, uplift themselves, to glorify God. Don't let the world convince you you can't. Because God's created you with a can. We offer invitation for anybody who needs prayers of congregation this morning. We offer an invitation to anybody that hasn't obeyed Jesus, made him Lord of their life, to do that this morning. Or if you want to pick out a song, we plead with you this morning to do that as you stand and sing. Selected hymn.